J.J. Barbara Bush, man. That's a big time.
She's pretty great. Yeah. I've gotten to hang out with her on a couple of occasions. She's a pretty special lady, so it was it's always fun. I mean, how many times can you say you got to read "Twas the Night Before Christmas" with Mrs. Barbara Bush? So she's a special lady.
The reception you got there was it was awesome.
Crazy, man. I think it was all for her, though. So,
JJ, can you talk about this week? There's a lot of talk of playoff scenarios, but the consensus is you guys are just worried about.
Yeah,
you got to take care of business.
Yeah, we can only control one thing, and that's what we play and how we play. So. Going out there on Sunday against a very good Jacksonville team who's playing some good football. Looking forward to it in our home building, in front of our home fans. Really look forward to the challenge and look forward to the opportunity. But like I said, we can only control what we can control.
How's your injury healing up? I know you said it felt like you got hit in the face with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, it's healing. You know, my face kind of is hurt, but it. It's okay. I've never really had my whole face hurt like this, but it's coming around. So I'm just hoping it doesn't open up again on Sunday because I really don't feel like bleeding anymore.
Did you get stitches on the inside here?
They're right here.
They're right here.
That's why it looks so weird. I got them all right here. Inside of my nose is a little messed up, but I'll be all right. It's football. It makes me kind of actually feel like I play hard.
I know your mother was worried about the mark on the top of your nose. How'd she feel about your face?
It's not the same one, so she's okay with it. This was kind of more like a fluke thing. She's okay. I mean, I'm not going to look good in any of our Christmas photos, but that's okay.
Obviously, the defense is doing a lot of things really well right now, and it seems to be trending better and better each week. Do you sense that the guys are working better together on game day? Are there plays you feel like, yes, we're doing this better, or he's doing that better, we're working together?
Yeah, I think right now we're playing great as a team. We got great chemistry out there. All season long you kind of try and build up that, and obviously with a new coordinator and a new coaching staff, it takes a little while to get into a rhythm, and I think we're hitting that stride at the right time. We just need to continue doing what we're doing. Everybody doing their job, making sure you know your assignment, executing that, and when it comes time to make your play, make it. And we've done a great job this year, and especially lately, of doing that.
Several coaches and coordinators around the league that have had to deal with you this year have said that if they had a vote, they would vote for you for MVP, and that if you don't win it, probably a defensive player is not going to win it. So what do you think when you hear things like that?
It's special. It's very humbling to hear that from other coaches and, you know, players around the league, because those are the guys that you work hard to earn the respect from. You know, coaches and players who are there day to day, they're watching all the film, they've seen you, they know what they're talking about. So those are the guys that you really like to have the respect of. So that means a lot, and it's very humbling.
Much more fun has this season been than last year?
It's a lot of fun to be still in the hunt in week 17, you know. So it's that's what it's about. You know, you want to play meaningful games, especially at the end of the year. And we're not necessarily in the position that we'd love to be in, but we're still in it right here till the end. So I'm enjoying it.
What do you remember from Bortles?
You know, he's obviously a young player coming along through his rookie season, but he's coming into his own, and he'll continue to get better. So. I'm looking forward to a good challenge this weekend against him. And he's a big kid. He can run a little bit. He's got a good arm, so it'll be fun.
Of everything you've done so much this year, is there anything that you haven't done that you wish you could have done on the field this season?
Oh, there's a lot of things that I'd still like to do. I mean, that's the most exciting part about football, is every day you can find something to improve upon. You can find something to get better at. And so that's what we're all striving for. I think that's what keeps us coming back every day, and that's why it's so fun.
Last time y'all played against the Jags, it felt like they kept the ball away from you. It felt like they were rolling away out the way from you. How do you keep yourself patient? Because they've probably been coming up with a similar game plan then.
Yeah, you know, everybody tries something. So my biggest thing, and I've kind of said it all year long, is that you play as hard as you possibly can every single play, because you never know which one's going to change the game. You know, you can give it your all on 90% of the plays, and you just can't make the play, but for that one play that comes along where you can make the play, you better be giving it your all. Because if you're slacking on that one play, you're going to miss your opportunity. I can't make every play, and nobody can. But I know that when my opportunity comes, I'm going to make it because I'm working as hard as I can.
Case told us that he didn't realize it was Christmas Eve. Does this seem like Christmas week, or is this just a work week for you?
Yeah, no, it definitely doesn't. It's Christmas kind of sneaks up on you. when you're so focused right now and everything's going the way it is. So it's pretty wild, you know, it's different. I haven't really gotten into it as much as I have in the past because of football and everything that's going on. So I guess that's a good thing. But my family's down here now, so it's nice to be able to have them down here on Christmas Eve, and I'll get to see them tonight.
What's going
to
be your best memory of this season?
My best memory of the season? You know, I don't know yet. The season's not over, so we'll we'll see.
Your thoughts on the Pro Bowl? Was here for the playoff teams, and then obviously last year, and a lot of guys have been through that. Do you think any of what happened in those years is factored into how y'all hit this year?
You know, I really don't. I don't think so. I mean, this is a completely new year. Every year is different. I mean, I know I'm sure you've heard OB say that a few times. But it's the truth. And it's just, we're just going out there and super cliche, I know, but we're really taking it one day at a time. So today's Christmas Eve, and we're going to go out there and work as hard as we can.
Your thoughts on making the Pro Bowl?
You know, it's always an honor. It's an honor to be voted in by the fans and coaches and other players around the league, so that's pretty cool. And for me, it's an honor to be able to represent the city of Houston and our organization, because I love it here, and it's great to be able to hold it down for the H. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you.